This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale, live from Springfield, Massachusetts.
This episode of the American Variety Network is brought to you by Carib Sea. Check us out at www.caribsea.com.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 299th episode. Welcome to a new series here on American Variety Network. This series is called Time to Do the Crime. This is going to be my crime show where I will be talking about the most famous crimes and criminals. I love watching the TV channel ID Discovery, which is a crime channel, the inspiration of this new series. I'm your host, Alex Cardinale. You all know that I live in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is a big city in Western Mass. It's about an hour away from Boston. And I was born here in Springfield, Mass in 1993. And a few years after my birth, there were 9 women who were slain and killed by a serial killer and a rapist. It shocked Springfield, Massachusetts residents to the core and had people worried about going out in the public. I figured the best way to start this series is to talk about a case so close to home that it's almost on a personal level for me. Our criminal in this case, I'm going to refer to as the Springfield, Massachusetts lady killer because all of his victims were females. The criminal in this case is Alfred Gaynor. Now, this is going to be a really short show, but also a very informal episode. I think you guys might enjoy today's show. So, here's the topics for today's show. I'm going to give you information on the criminal. I'm going to talk about the crimes and what happened. And then I'm going to talk about the shocking action during Gaynor's court trial. Feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142 to share your thoughts on this awful crime. Ladies and gentlemen, Time to Do the Crime begins right after this introduction, which is being brought to you by our sponsor, Carib Sea.
Thank you. You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
It's time to do the crime right here on American Variety Network. No, you will not commit a crime. You will learn about crimes. Alex Cardinale and American Variety Network present to you Time to Do the Crime, our crime show where you will learn about some of the worst crimes in United States history. Now let's get on the air right now.
Springfield, Massachusetts Lady Killer Crime Show. And I'm going to start the show with some information on the criminal, Alfred Gaynor. Now, Alfred Gaynor was born in 1967 in Springfield, Massachusetts. He was a former handyman and a crack addict. He worked odd jobs in the 1990s. He met several of his victims in a mutual search for crack cocaine and robbed some for drug money after strangling and raping them. Three of the women's bodies were found by their children. How sad. Now, he killed nine women between April 1995 and February of 1998. He is classified as a serial killer and a serial raper. Characteristics: rape and robberies for drug money. He has killed nine people. The dates of the murders are 1995 to 1998. He was arrested on April 10th, 1998. He was born on 1967. And his method of murder was strangulation. And this, of course, took place right here in Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, in 2000, Gaynor was sentenced to life in prison. Exactly on May 19th, 2000. He deserves the death penalty, in my opinion. But here in Mass, we don't have the death penalty, unfortunately. So he has to live the rest of his life in prison. Here are the list of the victims he has killed. Vera E. Helms, 45 years old. She was found tied, beaten, and strangled in her apartment on April 20th, 1995. Amy Smith, 20 years old, was found in her apartment on July 11th, 1996. And here's where it gets sad. She was found with her 22-month-old daughter, Destiny Smith, who died of starvation and dehydration. Jill Ann Ermolini, 34 years old, was found in the cab of a truck in an auto body yard on June 16th, 1997. Robin M. Atkins, 29 years old. She was found strangled, bound, and gagged in a downtown alley on October 25th, 1997. Joanne Thomas, 38 years old, was found in her home on November 1st, 1997. Yvette Torres, who was also 38, her partially clothed body was found propped against the bathroom door of her apartment on November 15th, 1997. Loretta Daniels, 38, was found in an alley on February 2nd, 1998. Rosemary Downs, 42 years old, was found in her home on February 11th, 1998. And Joyce L. Dickerson P., 37 years old, was found outside an empty restaurant on March 11th, 1998. So right now, I would like to send a special rest in peace to all of the victims who passed away in this horrific murder and horrific tragedy. So let's take a moment of silence for all of these 9 victims. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking a moment of silence for those poor 9 ladies who tragically lost their lives to a scumbucket like Alfred Gaynor. Okay, so Gaynor was originally convicted of murdering Joanne Thomas, Loretta Daniels, Rosemary Downs, and Joyce L. Dickerson Pay. And he was sentenced to life in prison on May 19, 2000. After the death of his 67-year-old mother in 2006, he admitted to the rapes and murders. Gaynor denied guilt before his mother's death because he just couldn't destroy everything she believed in. In 2010, Gaynor admitted to killing Vera Holmes, Jill Ann Ermelini, Robin Atkins, and Yvette Torres in a plea deal with his nephew, Paul Fickling, who had been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of the murders of Amy Smith and Destiny Smith on November 17, 1998. Gaynor admitted to killing Smith, while Fickling pleaded guilty to manslaughter, reducing his sentence to 19 and 20 years in prison, minus the 14 he had already served. The death terrorized the Western Mass city, where mace permit requests soared as the women's bodies were discovered in allies' vehicles and their own homes between 1995 and 1998. James Allen Fox, a criminologist at Northeastern University in Boston, said Gaynor may not have garnered as much notoriety as other serial killers because, rightly or wrongly, people might have viewed his murders as less random than, for example, Ted Bundy's rapes and killings of college students and young girls in the 1970s. When you have a case of a serial murderer like Bundy, who looks like he could be the guy at the next desk or the next house, that's intriguing and scary at the same time, the people, Fox said. Whereas if you have a serial killer whose behavior is consistent with the stereotype of a criminal or murderer, it's not so fascinating to them. Now, Alfred Gaynor was no stranger to police, obviously, because he was a drug addict. The burly 6-foot worked occasional odd jobs in the 1990s, but mostly moved from one crack fix to the next, according to court testimony and files. He had also been tried and acquitted of a rape charge in 1997. In the 8 murders, his calling card was brutality. Authorities say several of the women were tightly bound, some had socks or other objects jammed in their throats, and the rapes included violence that went beyond sexual gratification. In 3 cases, the women's bodies were found by their children. With 8 convictions, Gaynor now joins the ranks of several more notorious U.S. serial killers, including New York Son of Sam, David Berkowitz, who has 6 convictions, executed Florida prostitute and killer Alien Norris, who has 6, and executed Connecticut serial rapist Michael Ross, who killed 8. Gaynor blames his actions on the crack cocaine he once told police was his first and last love. He says he killed his first victim in April 1995 when 45-year-old Vera Holmes let him sleep on her floor. He beat her with a kitchen pot and bound her with electrical cords. He said he had planned to rape her, but that she strangled first on the cords. Four slayings followed in 1997, then three more in the first 3 months of 1998. In most cases, Gaynor stole cash and items to pawn for drugs. Mickey Mouse earrings from one woman, a few coins for bus fare from another. By early 1998, many in the city were terrified. The police chief held community forums. A special task force was launched, and the mayor promised unlimited overtime for detectives hunting the suspected serial killer. Then they caught a break when police investigating Joyce Dickerson's P's disappearance learned the name of the last person seen with her, Alfred Gaynor, whom they immediately placed under surveillance. Ultimately, DNA linked Gaynor to Dickerson P's death after her body was found, along with three other killings. Police did not have enough physical evidence to connect him to the other four murders, though they always considered him their prime suspect. Gaynor was so vilified in Springfield that his 2000 trial was moved an hour north to Berkshire County. One victim's adult son, who found his mother dead in her bed, was so distraught that he leaped over a courtroom divider at a 1998 hearing and beat the shackled Gaynor bloody with a chair before he was restrained. Gaynor was convicted that year in the deaths of Dickerson Pay, Joanne Thomas, Loretta Daniels, and Rosemary Downs. In 2010, he received four additional life sentences after confessing in the unsolved murders of Holmes, Ermilini, Robin Atkins, and Yvette Torres. Massachusetts has no death penalty, unfortunately, like I said earlier. Gaynor is serving his eight life sentences in a maximum security prison where he holds a menial job and at one point stirred controversy by trying to sell his artwork online. We really do not have any understanding of why he did it, said Alyssa Wales, one of Harlem's four children, said of her mother's murder. This is nowhere near closure, nowhere near closure at all. After Gaynor's mother died, Gaynor said in a sworn affidavit that he killed Smith himself for $79 in food stamps, but did not want his mother to know he was responsible for the deaths and for her grandson's incarceration. We live with her death every day, Jose Torres said of his sister Yvette, whose body was discovered on a bathroom floor by her 11-year-old son. The pain is still there, and at sometimes it is unbearable. So, my thoughts on this case is like, holy shit. So, we have a crack addict going around and strangling and raping nine women and stealing their money and their food stamps and other items. This is all just because he wants to get more money for crack. I wish I could say that in 2016, the downtown Springfield area has improved, but I personally think the downtown Springfield area hasn't improved at all. There is still shootings, and there is still a lot of drug dealing going on. Sure, it might not be as dangerous as this case was, but there is still bad stuff going on in Springfield, Massachusetts. There's a lot of murders here in Springfield, Mass., but this one just happens to be one that Springfield is most well known for because it involved nine women and technically it falls under the category of a serial killer. Now, this has to be one of the most hated citizens of Springfield, Massachusetts. He was so hated that he physically got his ass kicked in court by a victim's son. And I actually watched that video on YouTube. It's a very shocking video. And, of course, you can see the anger on the son. So, like I said earlier in the show, I feel that this guy should have been given death penalty. I don't know why Massachusetts does not have the death penalty, but he should be killed. He should be killed the same way he killed those 9 poor, innocent women. Now, us taxpayers are paying our hard-earned money for him to be sitting in prison after he killed and strangled 9 women to death. And it makes me upset that we pay taxes to have a rapist and a crack serial killer sit in prison. But it is what it is. We can't do nothing. Me saying something like this isn't going to change the fact that he has life in prison without parole. I just don't understand what makes somebody kill women. You're supposed to respect women, right? I don't care if you like crack or anything else. Why would you kill 9 innocent women? Very, very shocking case. And this proves to me that this man was the son of Satan, and he was an evil, evil, evil individual. All right, so I want to go ahead and take a final rest in peace and a final moment of silence for the 9 victims who sadly lost their lives during this horrific murder. All right, thank you so much for joining me in that moment of silence. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play the court case where Alfred Gaynor actually gets attacked in court. Now, this is from a YouTube video where I actually downloaded the MP4 into an MP3, and I'm going to play it on this show, and I'm also going to put it up on my YouTube channel, American Variety Network, so you can go watch it on there as well. But here's the clip.
Springfield, Massachusetts. A hearing is underway for accused serial killer Alfred Gaynor, charged with the murders of 4 women.
Mr. Gaynor is being held in extreme conditions of confinement. He's being held without right to bail. Welcome.
Among the onlookers is this man.
Mr. Gaynor does.
Gaynor raped, then strangled his mother. 3 guards surround the suspect.
Can I just, for the record, Your Honor,
but it won't be enough.
No, we'd like to put some agreement.
Without warning, the victim's son launches an assault. It's pandemonium in the court. The defendant's sister tries to hold the man back, but not before he delivers one last punishing blow. A deputy leads Gaynor to safety, while other officers attempt to restore order. Gaynor is later found guilty and is serving 4 life sentences. The distraught son is charged as well with disrupting court proceedings after his emotional attempt to serve justice on his own.
Well, very, very emotional. And I could probably say, honestly, if I was in the shoes of the person that attacked Gaynor, I would have done the same exact thing. I cannot blame that person for doing that. So, as I told you, this is going to be a very quick show. I've already covered the entire material for this topic. So if you have any questions or comments about this case, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142. So right now, we're going to go ahead and take our commercial break, which is being sponsored by Care of C. And during this commercial break, we're going to hear a couple of songs followed by our commercials and our messages for the American Variety Network. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this fun show.
Coming up next.
Some show announcements and much more.
Monday night, and I feel so alone. next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from. Niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug. Special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice Z-Lo. Three card Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and the winter gets cold in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Sponsor of the American Variety Network. Carib Sea provides tropical fish keepers with quality products such as live sand for saltwater aquariums, which will help cycle your aquarium. Life Rock, the best and safest alternative to live rock without the unwanted pests. The best line of aquarium chemicals for both fresh and saltwater. Next time you need quality products for your tank, give Carib Sea a try. Check us out at caribsea.com.
School of Fish, Inc. Western Massachusetts' finest tropical fish store, providing Western Mass fish keepers with quality livestock, from freshwater fish to saltwater fish, corals, live rock, and live plants, to quality products such as Instant Ocean, Aquion, Marineland, and Aqua Forest, the best salt mix on the market for saltwater fish keepers. Western Mass Fish Keepers, stop by and see for yourself why School of Fish Inc. is such a rage in the fish hobby in Western Massachusetts. Check them out at 1865 Page Boulevard in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, or give them a call at 413-543-1994, www.schoolofishinc.com and School of Fish Inc. on Facebook.
I am a proud supporter of Live Aquaria. Live Aquaria offers fish keepers quality live fish shipped straight to your door. Freshwater fish, freshwater inverts, live plants, saltwater fish, saltwater inverts, coral, and live rock are all offered at Live Aquaria. If you are a serious saltwater hobbyist, then you need to check out the Diver's Den from Live Aquaria, where you can find fish like purple tains, angelfish, and pufferfish. Check out Live Aquaria at www.liveaquaria.com. This message is endorsed by American Variety Network and Alice Cardinelli. This Saturday, February 13th, live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, American Variety Network and I proudly celebrate 300 episodes, and you are invited. Carib C is proudly sponsoring my 300th episode, and one lucky fish keeper walks out with some awesome prizes. My special guests are pro wrestler and wrestling instructor Eric Carney and popular YouTube tropical fish keeper Mike from Mass Aquarium. Expect many great surprises, such as many great calls, Valentine's chat, and chat about my podcasting future. There will be something for everyone, so make sure to be here to celebrate 300 episodes this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/American Network. Valentine's Day on American Variety Network. There will be a show you can all love. Live, Sunday, February 14th, 2016, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I, Alice Cardinelli, celebrate Valentine's Day with all of you, my listeners. Hear my tips for a romantic Valentine's night. Hear my tips to all the single folks out there, like myself. And hear some awesome Valentine's love talk. Ladies, come join me this Valentine's Day, Sunday, February 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to do the crime right here on American Variety Network. No, you will not commit a crime. You will learn about crimes, Alex. Cardinale and American Variety Network present to you Time to Do the Crime, our crime show where you will learn about some of the worst crimes in United States history. Now let's get on the air right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Time to Do the Crime here on American Variety Network, our crime show. Now, before our commercial break, I was talking about the Springfield, Massachusetts lady killer, Alfred Gaynor. Now, if you're just tuning into the show, we are getting ready to wrap up the show, but you can listen to the talk about the Springfield Mass lady killer in the archive of today's episode. All you have to do is simply wait until the show's over, reload the show page, and the show will begin playing again. So, now I'm going to end this show with a couple of announcements. Our next Time to Do the Crime show will be a bit longer. It'll be an average hour and 15-minute show, and it's going to be on the Web of Lies television show on ID Discovery, and I'll be talking about the crimes that were featured on that television show. So if you're an ID Discovery fan, you know what exactly I am talking about. So we'll do that on our next Time to Do the Crime. Now, as I said in my introduction today, today is my 299th episode, which means for the next time that I go on the air, it will be my 300th episode. Yes, that's right. This Saturday, February 13th, is going to be my 300th episode. It's going to be the first time in my podcasting history that I've reached 300 amazing episodes. I'm very excited. Now, for my 300th episode, I've got some wonderful guests. For the first time ever, I'm going to be interviewing a professional wrestler and a wrestling instructor, in Eric Carney. And I'm also going to be interviewing a wonderful YouTube fish keeper, Mike from Mass Aquariums. Two guests that I have a lot of respect for. So wrestling fans and tropical fish keepers have guests to look forward to. Plus, my sponsor, Care of Sea, is going to be giving out some amazing prizes on my 300th episode. All you have to do is call in and answer my trivia questions correctly. And I will announce the trivia questions tomorrow on my 300th episode advertisement. Also on my 300th episode, I'm going to make some major announcements regarding new series coming to the American Variety Network. I'm also going to give out some Valentine's Day treat recipes since Valentine's Day is this Sunday. All that and much more. So be sure to join me for my 300th episode this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. My last announcement is I will be doing a Valentine's Day themed show. It will be my very first holiday broadcast of 2016. I invite you all to join me for the Valentine's Day show this Sunday, February 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you are a new listener, please follow me here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the follow button, and that way you will get reminders for the next time I go on the air. Please like my fan page, American Variety Network, for more information on my podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great Friday as I got Friday off to prepare for my 300th episode. The next time I see you on the air, we'll be celebrating a milestone as the American Variety Network will celebrate its 300th episode. We'll see you then. Have a great night and good night, everyone.
this Saturday, February 13th, live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, American Variety Network, and I proudly celebrate 300 episodes, and you are invited. Carib C is proudly sponsoring my 300th episode, and one lucky fish keeper walks out with some awesome prizes. My special guests are pro wrestler and wrestling instructor Eric Carney and popular YouTube tropical fish keeper Mike from Mass Aquarium. Expect many great surprises, such as many great calls, Valentine's chat, and chat about my podcasting future. There will be something for everyone, so make sure to be here to celebrate 300 episodes this Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/American Network. Valentine's Day on American Variety Network. There will be a show you can all love. Live, Sunday, February 14th, 2016, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I, Alex Cardinelli, celebrate Valentine's Day with all of you, my listeners. Hear my tips for a romantic Valentine's night. Hear my tips to all the single folks out there, like myself. And hear some awesome Valentine's love talk. Ladies, come join me this Valentine's Day, Sunday, February 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
Donovan here, friend of Alex Cardinelli. I personally want to thank you for supporting Alex Cardinelli by listening to his episode of American Variety Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check out his Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like. And check out our awesome fish group called Freshwater Maniacs. For all the fish keepers listening, check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fins, for some awesome info on my fish. Thanks for listening, and Alex Cardinale will see you again for the next episode of American Variety Network. Rock on, folks!